And bright and early this morning, we're talking about the power of the flower. Overall, it's very good news. For the first time in a decade, nowhere in California are they dealing with drought conditions. Only a few areas in the far north and far south are even listed as abnormally dry. There's an old saying here in the American West that whiskey is for drinking and water is for fighting because it's so valuable. But now, thanks to a very wet Southern California winter, many thousands of people have been fighting to see the millions of California poppies, the state flower, which has been blanketing the hillside and what's known as a super bloom, creating poppy mania. One of the best places to see all the blooms is Walker Canyon. It's about 100 kilometers southeast of Los Angeles. So many have come to see the flowers that officials in the nearby town of Lake Elsinore are calling it a poppy nightmare, as an estimated 50,000 visitors paralyze the town, which would normally get maybe 1,000 guests a day. Many of those who did make it to the flowers couldn't resist the urge to be one with nature and go off the trails into the bright orange blossoms, causing big problems for park rangers.
Excuse me. Out of the flowers, please.
All flowers, all animals are protected on this land, from picking, from trampling. I understand a lot of people want to go out and get that beautiful selfie out in the flowers, but as you can see, thousands of people here. If everyone did that, we wouldn't have any of these poppies.
Rangers say that picking just one plant now could mean 30 fewer flowers in the future. After waits to get on shuttle buses to go to the canyon got to 2 hours and visitors wouldn't get out of the flowers, local officials decided the situation had gotten out of hand and were forced to completely close down the canyon.
So how long is the super bloom going to last, mate?
Well, not long. That's the reason for the huge crowds. Only a couple of weeks, but here in the Southwest, there are many different microclimates. So depending on where you are, a super bloom could happen up into early May, but the next couple of weeks is peak for the rare explosion of flowers.